Jackie Lambie, how do you feel this morning? The Senate has been such an enormous part of your life. How does it feel?
You know, I don't know who feels worse, me or my dad. I think we're both gutted this morning. So I think we're not sharing love with the bagpipes this morning, I can tell you. So, you know, these things happen in life and we just move on and we just get back up on our feet and we just go again.
When did you know that you might have an issue that would jeopardise your position?
So I knew that, obviously I got confirmation back early this morning, or the office did. So I've known for about an hour and a half now. That said, that'll be released, that email. I won't be hiding anything. So that's how it went. So we knew Thursday or Friday that things weren't looking good last week. I was obviously down in Hobart. I had a lawyer ringing up the UK. We got everything that we needed. They had to wait for me to get home and see the lawyer on Sunday from Hobart. I came home Saturday night, obviously, and did a burning event. Sunday morning we met in the office. I produced my birth certificate there. The UK were expecting that, obviously, and that was it. So that's how it all went down, and they told me fairly quickly that they would be able to do that fairly quickly, and they would expect that back in the next 48 hours or 36 hours once I sent it. So that's the way it is. Obviously, they're 10 hours behind, so I've had to wait for them to open on Monday, and they've gone through that during their working time. That email was sent through to my APH earlier this morning.
One of the things that seems strange to us as watchers of this situation is that you identify as an Aboriginal Australian and yet are being told that you're not eligible to sit in this parliament.
Yeah, I know. You know what, Brian? Pretty sad, isn't it? You go and serve your country for 10 years and your grandfather serves, your son's in there serving, and, you know, they're asking me what my loyalties lie. So, you know, that's the Constitution. That's the way it is. I didn't write that, but, you know, I stand by that. I respect that. And bottom line, I probably should have been a bit smarter and, you know, check that all your citizenship stuff. Just oblivious to it. You don't even ask the question, you know. You know that your dad came over here when he was young. He spent his whole life here. He's a citizen of the country. And then, you know, your grandfather's done time in the army when he was here. It just doesn't even hit.
Jackie Lambie, when do you hand in your papers?
So the Senate starts at 12:30 on a Tuesday because they have their party meetings this morning. So first of all, we'll walk in there and do the Lord's Prayer. And then within a couple of minutes of that, I'll be resigning. I won't have much to say on the floor. And then I'll walk and I'm done.
We spoke with Rob Waterman earlier this morning, who you know well. He ran third on your ticket in the last Senate race. And he said he was told by, it was your then Chief of Staff, Rob Messenger, you need to sort this out. He was made to sort it out. It was understood. Section 44 of the Constitution was understood by your office as being a potential issue for him, and he had to deal with it.
That's correct. That's correct, and so did, because they'd said they'd had issues, and so did another candidate. That's why we withdrew him in Queensland.
So you knew it was an issue as a party, Jackie Lambie, but you just didn't
see it on my side. It didn't even click in. Nothing, no problems, you know, my dad right from the beginning, no problems, darling, you're not a bloody citizen, you know, you're not a dual citizen, you're Australian as they bloody come. You know, well, apparently we're not as Australian as we bloody come. So, it's blowing me away. That's right. I did the bloody checks on them. So
many people are asking what happens next. Many people, and there's been a lot of very positive comments about your contributions to Tasmania and to political life come in, even in the moment since this news has come through. What now, Jackie Lambie?
You know, I just want to get home to my Burnie office soon as possible and be around family and friends and put my arms around my co-workers, because obviously they're probably going to, at this stage, depending on how fast the transfer is or what goes on with the seat, you know, we're all going to be out of work. The best thing that I can do right now is I have state candidates out there that will be announced over the next week or so. They're pretty much ready to go. I've been working on them the last 6 to 8 weeks. So I'll be out there with my Jackie Lambie Network jacket on, now campaigning for myself as well and waiting to see what happens up here. But, you know, I think if I stop Leon, I'll just roll into a ball, and I just don't want to. You know, I had that hell of a time with DVA for 10 years that just about finished my life box, and then to come back and be able to do this and win that seat twice, I'm coming back, and this time I'd like a third go, and I'd like my 6 years in four. So we'll just see how it plays up. Look, we're obviously throwing things on the whiteboard. Justine Kay is obviously, we're going to see how that works.
Would you think about contesting the seat of Braddon?
I think everything's an option. I'd like to spend a bit of time with Andrew Wilkie, obviously. He can probably read better what the numbers are going to be after the next week. So we don't even know what's going to go off. We don't know what's going to happen over the Christmas period. I do know that they don't have to pass in their paperwork till the 1st of December. No checking's going to be done. They're going to pace this out. I don't think much more is going to happen until about February. Those people will continue to sit. I say to those people, if you're unsure, then don't wait for Parliament, because you can't trust them as far as you can kick them, and get your paperwork in and ask. Be big enough to ask. The country will tell you yes or no, you're a dual citizen.
Mm. Andrew Wilkie, reflecting on your passion, was in the studio earlier talking with us this morning, and he said he'd love to see you in state politics. You're saying no to that?
No run for me in state politics. I've already got a full ticket in Braddon, and I have some great runners in there. I have no interest in state politics, and I think Andrew would know what I do. I can't get the deals in state politics like I can get up here. It's just not going to work. Having independence up here and having that balance of power, whether that be on either side of the house, can make a significant difference to Tasmania. I've done nearly 3.5, I think close to 4 years during my time as a senator. I've learnt a lot. And you know what? I'd like to put that to good use. And Jackie, I just think I'd be wasting that in state parliament.
Jackie Lambie, a final question for you this morning. Steve Martin, number two on your ticket, currently the Devonport mayor. It's a tough question. Are you confident that it's like he's set to take your spot in the Senate. Do you believe that he will do that as a Jackie Lambie Network senator? Is it possible that he will jump and become an independent?
No. Steve won't do that. Steve and I actually have a lot to do with each other. So, you know, I've been out there helping him with the Masters, and no, that's not going to be a problem. I'll be out there working on the network and building numbers, and he'll be getting the job done. We run very, very well, my office and I. We're miles ahead for all the legislation. Steve will be able to walk in. We're doing everything we can to cushion his ride in and to make that as easy as possible, and as soon as he's comfortable with that, pretty much apart from seeing me with cups of tea, unless he needs me, I'll be out there with my boots on with the candidates.